A rare 14th-century manuscript of Canon of Medicine by Ibn Sina, valued at 464,550 dirhams, will be one of the centerpieces at the 34th Abu Dhabi International Book Fair, Adi Bef, which opens today at the ADNEC Center Abu Dhabi and runs until 5 May. The manuscript, brought by renowned London antiquarian book dealer Peter Harrington, marks a major milestone, the 1,000th anniversary of Ibn Sina's seminal work, a cornerstone of medieval Islamic and global medical scholarship. This year's edition of the fair welcomes 1,400 exhibitors from 96 countries, offering over 2,000 activities across literature, publishing, creative industries, and cultural dialogue. Organized under the theme Knowledge Illuminates Our Community, the event is hosted by the Abu Dhabi Arabic Language Center and held under the patronage of President Sheikh Mohammed. Peter Harrington's carefully curated collection highlights rare works celebrating Middle Eastern history and the early encounters between Islamic and Western traditions. Among the notable items is the first known appearance of Arabic script in an American novel, The Kentuckian, in New York, 1834, priced at £7,500, 36,675 dirhams, and a previously unrecorded 19th-century Arabic-English phrasebook by an Egyptian author, also priced at £7,500. Adding to the allure is a rare first complete Arabic edition of 1001 Nights printed in the Arab world at Cairo's Bulaq Press in 1835, complementing the fair celebration of the classic as the Book of the World. Other standout artifacts include a visual archive of Saudi Arabia's post-war Hejaz Railway Project, 1948, with over 200 unpublished photographs priced at £18,500, 90,465 dirhams, and a series of original watercolors by famed illustrator Edmond Dulac for the Arabian Nights, priced between £35,000 and £80,000, 171,000 dirhams to 391,000 dirhams. These works carry value beyond their rarity. They speak to identity, memory, and belonging, said Palm Harrington, owner of Peter Harrington. He noted a growing appetite among Middle Eastern collectors, particularly younger ones, for items that reflect personal histories and cultural heritage. Ben Houston, the dealer's sales director, added, "We're seeing strong interest in Arabic calligraphy, Islamic philosophy, early scientific texts, and diasporic heritage materials like trade maps and early language guides." The fair's organizers said this trend mirrors a broader cultural movement across the region, where national identity and heritage preservation are increasingly shaping both institutional and private collections.